The fate of healthcare in the balance as a critical report draws near. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. We're likely to get new estimates today on the cost of the Republican plan to replace Obamacare. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is expected to deliver a long-awaited report today on how much the House GOP plan will cost and how people will be affected. Let's go live to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Kimberly, what do we expect from the CBO?
The general expectation is that the CBO will say fewer people will have health care under this plan than under Obamacare. We already have a couple of estimates. One from the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's tabulates that 6 to 10 million fewer people would be covered. Even House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's leading the charge on this bill, says he expects the CBO to say fewer people will be covered.
And Ryan, many other Republicans are already casting doubt on what we might hear from the CBO. What's going on there? What do you expect?
So it seems the GOP is expecting some pretty bad news from the CBO for its scoring, which is what they call these estimates, because the Republicans have been making a point to dismiss these scorings as not that relevant or inaccurate. We heard versions of this from several White House officials as well as members of Congress. This is pretty unusual because the CBO, which also gives estimates for the impact of tax cuts and other budget reforms, is generally considered to be neutral. In fact, the current director of the CBO, Keith Hall, was appointed by Republicans.
So what do we think we're going to see when these numbers, when this report comes out, and how's that going to impact the debate over the bill and the ultimate fate of it, what's in it, and how it moves forward?
Well, what we're going to see and hear is a lot of people talking about this number. This is the number that Republicans and Democrats will use to either support or attack the bill or dismiss it. And all of this plays into the general cost of health care and how we talk about this debate moving forward.
Okay, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
So that's the politics and policy, but don't forget that real people live the consequences of whatever happens in Washington. We wanted to find out how folks are feeling about Obamacare potentially going away. So we headed to Wisconsin, a state that helped elect President Trump. Marketplace's Annie Baxter finds a lot of mixed feelings about what should happen next in healthcare.
Wisconsin's state motto is forward. And in the town of Menominee, some people seem to take the motto seriously, jumping forward into a freezing cold lake in winter. It's a fundraising event called the Polar Plunge. And among the spectators avoiding the nasty winter cold they might catch from taking the plunge themselves is Clint Evenson, a local mechanic. He's got enough healthcare woes right now. Evenson's getting socked with an Affordable Care Act penalty this year for a lapse in coverage for his four kids.
I had a few months where all my kids didn't have health insurance because they got dropped off their other, and I couldn't get them on my work one until open enrollment in November. So I ended up paying a $1,600 penalty.
Evenson's no fan of the ACA, also known as Obamacare, but he's not sure President Trump, who he voted for, should ditch it.
I used to think getting rid of it would be the best thing, but it's so intertwined into everything that dismantling it might not be the best thing, but reworking a lot of it would be.
Evenson would keep guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, for example. Another local, Tammy Deutsch, is more skeptical of Obamacare. She retired early from her job as a truck driver and found individual health plans too costly. But the notion of getting a subsidy for coverage under the Affordable Care Act offends her.
I'd never asked for that. That's the fiscal conservative coming out. I don't think that you should have to pay for my decision to retire at 56.
So she's going without coverage. But if her health fails, someone else may still end up paying.
I work at a Catholic-based hospital system, and we take care of a lot of patients that are underinsured or not insured at all.
Dave Johnson of Fall Creek, Wisconsin, says if Obamacare gets dismantled, his employer's costs will go up and jobs will likely get cut, perhaps including his own job in IT. He says he could probably find something else, but
I would probably end up taking a pay cut if I stayed local.
For his family of six, that would mean going backwards financially in the state whose motto is forward. In Menominee, Wisconsin, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading, though not a great deal. In the UK, shares are up 0.2%. In Germany, stocks are up 0.1%, and Asian markets closed up. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visits President Trump tomorrow. It is her first White House visit since Trump took office. The Trump administration has been very critical of German trade and immigration policy. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on what's at stake and what's on the agenda.
The president and the leader of Europe's largest economy got off to a rocky start. Karls Kupchin is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The future of the European Union, NATO, immigration, trade, nuclear deal with Iran, climate change, you name it, they have not been on the same page.
Then there's stuff like sanctions against Russia and Trump accusing Germany of manipulating the euro so it has an unfair advantage on exports. Stephen Szabo teaches European studies at Johns Hopkins.
Something like 45% of their GDP is based on exports. So they really have a vital and almost existential stake in an open international trading system.
Merkel must step carefully. She's up for re-election this year, and Trump isn't popular with German voters. Jeffrey Anderson teaches at Georgetown's School of Foreign Service.
The last thing she needs or wants is to come across as a lapdog or poodle for President Trump.
It's a high-stakes dance, and it's not clear who will take the lead. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And finally, it could take a full 10 years to make a sequel to a groundbreaking hit. James Cameron says the long-awaited follow-up to Avatar won't premiere next year as planned. This is the latest of many delays for the blockbuster franchise. Fans and studio execs alike have been very eager for the next chapter of the fantasy story. Cameron says scripts are ready to go for 4 more Avatar movies, which should keep him busy for at least 8 years. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.